Have you ever tried really hard to be a good Christian and still felt like it wasn't enough? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I was in school, there were some classes where it felt like no matter how much work I put in, I just couldn't get the grade I wanted. Like, I could study harder, do more homework, but it was never enough. I couldn't do it on my own. A lot of Christians try to do the same thing with their faith. They try and try and try, but today's Devo shows us why we can't save ourselves. It's called Christians Are Us by Courtney Lassiter. Imagine you're in a superstore full of what the Bible calls good works. All the things you've been told you need to be as a Christian. Kind, helpful, loving, always willing to bring potato salad to the church potluck. You've been hearing how you need to be these things all your life, from your parents, teachers, pastors. So you decide, it's time to get on it. You've got some shopping to do. First, the grocery section. The Christian life displays the fruit of the Spirit. Patience, kindness, self-control, and, you know, all the rest. Easy peasy. They're all right there, and since they're always in season, they're also on sale. You throw them in the cart. And you better toss some stuff to make potato salad in there too while you're at it. Next, home improvement. A welcoming attitude and encouraging words that build people up. A loving heart that's not prone to anger, but instead responds with a soft, gentle answer. Even in conversations with that family member. Oh, and a cute wooden plaque with a verse on it to hang inside your front door. Score! Last stop, apparel. The Bible says to clothe ourselves with humility and compassion and a pair of apostle-like strappy sandals as a nice touch. Your cart is overflowing with goodness, so it's time to hit the checkout lane. You scan your items and the payment amount flashes across the screen. You swipe your card. Denied. You try your card again, but the payment won't go through. You glance at the people in line behind you, then turn back to the screen. That's when you see a sign in big red letters. Only payment cards registered to Jesus Christ accepted. You look down at your payment card, your face growing hot. It has your name on it, not his. An attendant appears out of nowhere and whisks your items from their bags. You look longingly at all that goodness as it's piled onto a restocking cart. Then you try to avoid the stares boring into you as you walk to the door, empty-handed. Let's talk about this a little more. Today's story is an allegory. Can you think of a time you tried to be a good Christian all on your own? What kinds of things did you try to do? And how long did that last? In what situations do you tend to be more concerned about others seeing you as a Christian than about actually having a relationship with Jesus? We all fall into this trap from time to time, and Jesus knows it. Thankfully, he invites us to come to him with all our messy sin and be reminded of his great love. It's only because he died and rose again for us that we can be forgiven and brought near to God. Consider taking a moment to confess any sins that come to mind and rest in his grace. We can try to do good in our own power, and sometimes we'll succeed in looking good to ourselves and others. Yet the Bible tells us that even our best good works fall immeasurably short of his true goodness. In John 15:5, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." The truth is, what Jesus wants most is relationship with us. And he knows that when we experience his love for us, that love overflows from us to others, and this brings him joy. In your own life, what might it look like to pursue relationship with Jesus first and foremost? Who are trusted Christians you can talk to about this, maybe even asking them how this looks in their lives? And if you want to dig deeper into this, there's a bunch of scripture that go along with today's Devo. You can find it in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org and find the post for today's story. And as you and I can read in Ephesians 2:8, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Romans 10:1-4, Ephesians 2:8-10, and Philippians 3:8-9 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and one goal of every Unlocked story is to remind ourselves of the gospel, that is, what Jesus has done for us and how that should transform our lives. But if you don't feel like you've got a handle on exactly what the gospel is, then check out one of our topical reading plans in the Unlocked app called One Gospel, Four Views. It's a quick 5-day study diving into each of the perspectives of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And find it now in the reading plan section of the Unlocked app. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why it's okay to ask God for the small stuff. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.